shoes. Removing your shoes from thy feet is what? Is to remove yourself or your lens, the way you look at life, from the perspective of finite self or from duality. Is this understood? Finite self or duality? Those terms are understood, I hope. If you have any question, go ahead and ask. To remove yourself from finite self, to remove the lens in which you are used to look at the world as a finite self or from duality, winning, losing, cold and warm. We just spoke a few minutes, Abigail, before you entered, about the weather. And I said that the days are getting longer, the sun is more out. Rodrigo says it's colder every day, more and more. The sun is hiding and he has a concern. The winter has not begun. And I said, okay, we're not even beginning the summer. And I say, you know what? It's neither of both. It's not cold and it's not warm. It's not summer and it's not winter. It's in a way non-duality. Why two? Non-two? Because two is the minimum way to say many. Yes? Two is the minimal way, yes, to declare the many. Yes? In Hebrew we say mi'ut rabim shnaim. The minimum way to say many is two. So we say non-duality. This is what it means. Now, Rodrigo is asking, is it possible to live all time from this perspective? Yes. Outside? Yes. Yes. Yes, it is possible. Just drop it. The lens, this is the burning bush, yes? Moment. Just drop it. We are not who are acting on our own in life. Yes? Because when we wake up in the morning or any moment of the day, you will ask someone, he says, no, I'm going to work, I'm driving, I'm dropping the kids to school, da, 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 da. The answer will be from where you are in space and time. He's dropping the children to school, she is hurrying to the office. So any answer will be, it doesn't matter whom you ask, the answer will be from space and time. But we are not from space and time. There's just the hosting. There's like, in a way, hotel. Yes, there's hotel. It's a temporary dwelling. And in this temporary dwelling, the action figure is identified. Yes, let's say as Rodrigo, or as Abigail, or as Friedrich, or as Margaret, yes? But for a little, let's say, take of time. Because there's just appearances. The appearances already declares a body, and with it a name. Yes? Rodrigo was just mentioning the birth of the baby, and the baby has a name, ta 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 ta. So the appearance, yes? The appearance has a name, ta 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 ta. But look at the ocean. The ocean holds life in it, including waves. Waves are coming and going all the time. We don't sit at the shore and name each wave. But appearance of a wave is like appearance of a body in space and time. Is this understood? This parallel picture, the appearance of a wave in the ocean, yes, is like appearance of a baby in space and time. This is understood. Yes. So we don't, let's say, sit at the ocean. You sit in Brazil. People sit in Ghana or people sit in Israel. They don't sit at the shore. And when they see the waves, they don't name them. Because they're all the time coming and going, coming and going. But what happens when there's appearance of a baby? Yes, people usually will name the baby after a while. Not, if not at the moment of birth, some people before. Yes, they will name the baby. But if all of us sitting in different locations next to the oceans and we see the waves coming and going, coming in, we'll never name them as private names or appearances because all the waves are the ocean. But we have the sense of separation and then we think or tend to capture ourselves as individual or separate selves with name, with private destination, with private goals. And it makes our life bitter because what does it say? What does it mean that I'm a separated entity? If I see myself as separated entity, I stand against the world. There's the world. And there is me, and there is like tennis game, tuck, tuck, between me, so to speak, and the world. But, and there's all the time struggles with the seasons, with whatever the world, life is bringing about. Because the perception says, or cognition says, there's a me and the world. But once we're removing this lens, this is what was offered to Moses. Remove thy shoe, remove this lens of duality, remove this lens that you are a separated entity, and what comes is that you are infinite. And as infinite, speak to the Hebrew in Egypt and tell them that infinite is living the finite. What is slavery? The sense of duality. So what is freedom? The sense of infinite. This is it. So what happens in the winter? People wear more coats, they look for fire, and sometimes the nights are cold, very cold, dropping to zero, yes? Dropping to snow, yes? And people get aggravated wearing another scarf, wearing another coat, another hand gloves, increasing the heat, drinking more coffee or tea. And getting aggravated because it's cold, it's uncomfortable. And every movement you have to move against the cold, so you need more energy. And we are lured to believe that this is who we are. The responsive, let's say, action figure to the winter condition. We're lured to think or to believe that this is who we are, and we all the time in a way in combat to wear another pair of socks, another hat, drink another tea, but still it's cold. Yes, and we're fighting inside. But what says non-duality? It's not who you are. You're not the one who's responding to cold condition. You are not the one who's responsible for warm or very, very hot conditions. Yes? We are none of those conditions or responding to them. Yes? Because there's a sense in space of time that there is a phenomenon of cold, and immediately we arm ourselves against cold conditions, and we think that we have it because I'm well dressed, and then comes another cold wave, and we become miserable because it's cold. But we are not. Yes, we are not of the conditions. We are not of the conditions. It's like if you have a football game, you have like two teams. Many people like to watch football. There are two teams. Each team wants to put the ball in the other's net to score. And there are two coaches. They teach the players strategy. If they're doing this, you do that. Da, 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 da. There's all the time conditions. Why? To win. Because there's a game of two. There's a game of two teams. Yes? But we are not of the game. We are not. Do you understand? We are not playing this game, who's going to win. Because we are not in charge. And when we trust, there's a source for life. And the source of life is just moving through us. Yes, speaking to us. Yes, we are not those who are in charge. Yes, Rodrigo, Abigail, would you like to ask a question? Did you read something lately? Yes, Rodrigo?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Just to mention the football, and there is a famous story in Brazil that I remember right now. May I tell you?
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, there is a football match at the moment these days.
The coach of Brazilian national team was talking to the players during a World Cup match.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, knowing the strategy, how to do a goal and something like that. And this match was against the Russian team. And then one player asked to the coach if the coach already have you ever if the Russian know this strategy, because for the strategy works. It's necessary to arrange this with the Russian team. So the player asked, "Well, you already arranged this with the Russian team, because what I tried to say is that you mentioned the football match, and there is another team in the game, and in this time the coach act." As he has the control of the game, but there is the other team, and so what I try to say at the spirit of this story is sometimes we act as everything depends on us, but there is multiple aspects that are not under our control. In fact, you say that nothing is under our control, but even in a game that you has a team and players, they want to score well, but there is another team in the same game. And so they want to score too, and you have to arrange to them for your strategy and work, something like that. I'm sorry, I don't know if I tell you the story as in the right way, but here there is an expression, that is very, very often, people say very often, something like, I don't know if I could translate this properly, but it's something like that. Have you already made arrangement with the Russians? Say you have to combine this to arrange this to the other side or the other team, something like that, to work the strategy. I don't know if I tell you properly this story, but just to share and just to mention. Thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Thank you for the story about the football match. Yes, Abigail, what would you like to share with us this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Eti, Rodrigo, and everyone.
How is it today in Ghana? How is the weather, Abigail?
Today we have a clear weather. It didn't rain today, but it's been raining recently because we are in the rainy season. It's our season. Each day we expect some rains, but if it doesn't fine, then we have a sunny day. Today has been clear, so we are business as usual. Movement. Everybody is trying to do one or two for the family. But Eti, please, I want to share a concern about the duality or non-duality topic that we've been talking about. Sometimes, you see, I get so much involved or consumed with work, my work, the work that I do. And I also do side business, like I sell dresses. Mm-hmm. And it gets me to be calculated. Always I am calculating what the market will be, who is buying what. I'm always on the social media because I have to advertise on the social media. And it's like, I don't know, but I feel within me that I'm being drawn away from being present. Or I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, I get consumed with work and other related matters than, like, before. I'll be alone, I'll be quiet, not be talking too much, I'll just be in that solitude. So it's like, I don't know whether to leave this and go back to that state, but that state too, I will not have money to do other things. So sometimes I become disturbed, and I'm trying to balance anyway. I'm trying to do this and do that. I don't know. It's kind of making me frustrated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how best you would advise or you would encourage me or others, but like Rodrigo was asking, for how long or are we to always be in that unity frame, or at what point that the duality or the narration will set in? I know when the narration sets in, we need to drop. But dropping sometimes it just come. Like me, for instance, my business, I'm always calculating. I'm always on the move. I'm always getting this, getting orders, pushing yet. Oh, that has been my life lately, Eti. Kindly assist. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Yes. Yes, there's when we are in the field or in the sphere of others, let's say there's like traffic or like market day. So there's like a happening, negotiation, there's exchange of words. And yes, and the action figure is convinced that this is me, Abigail, who is involved. Yes,
exactly.
Yes, the action figure always lure, yes, us to think that this is who is me, but it's not. It's just this is a market day. And in a market day, there's certain involvement with people, with goods, with, let's say, with commerce, yes? So this is market day, and around it, or around the business, this is what is happening. And but this is the source is like silent and still. Even when you are in the market day, even when you have a conversation with a customer, yes, and whenever there is like negotiation and so, it is still infinite is through you. Do you understand?
Okay, right. I understand.
Yes. The market day is like to go to the ocean. There are many waves. There are many people, goods. There's a lot of interaction. There's a lot of negotiation. People ask for discount, for exchange. This is all life is like that. Like a market day. Yes, the manifestation itself is like a market day. Somebody's selling, somebody's buying, somebody's changing, somebody wants refunds. All life is like that. It's a great parable. Yes? Market, it's very good that you ask because you speak about market day. Market day in Hebrew is shuk. Shuk, it's like to shake also. Yes, but it's like the 400. Yes? It's like the 400. Once you're in the market, now it doesn't matter where. Online commerce or market day in Greece or market day in Italy, it doesn't matter. Once you are in the market, you're wet. You understand?
Oh, okay.
Do you understand? It doesn't matter where. Once even people want to buy, let's say, even online commerce, you're as a, because it's a game of two. Some people would like to buy online goods. So they go to a site, a website, when they're offering the goods. So you, as a buyer, as a client, you write in the search function what you want and then start coming going, where to click, which date comes, So it doesn't, you see, once this, and it doesn't matter if it now it's Abigail or anyone else, once you're going, yes, to buy something. Yes, it doesn't matter if it's an online commerce or market day, yes, or any kind of shop, there is a negotiation. If it's not negotiation between two people and it's still in shops, some shops they offer like self-checkout, it's like you have to manage the self-operating checkout system. Where to click, how to weigh the cucumbers, where to show the code that the machine will read the code and give it a price and weigh and all of those things. So there's a negotiation even without human. Do you understand? Because it's a game, because it's a game of So they call it Octopus, and this this is the flag shop, yes, of this company, and they offer like dressing for the whole family, dressing for all seasons, for all family, ladies, gentlemen, children, babies, shoes, umbrellas, everything, the 400. So they call it Octopus, and you have to see what is happening there, because not just people coming there to buy something, what they need, they try, they go to the garderobe, they try it on, Also, many, many people are standing next to the cashier ladies or service people in service, and they want to replace things that they bought. The measure for the shoes for the toddlers is not really fitting, or it's cold. So not just that they're buying and selling, and how many some people buy on credit, on points. It's a lot, and a lot is ongoing. And people are changing measures and size and colors and coats and blankets. If you could see what is happening there, not just there, once you go and negotiate, even in a frame of online, you buy a book online, even if it's a, let's say, ebook that doesn't have, in a way, three-dimensional appearance. It doesn't have to be sent in email, by post in a package, yes? There's a lot of ongoing there, a lot. It works, you click the button, it does not respond, you already send it, you don't have any confirmation, you don't know, you know, so many things are happening to all of us all the time. Yes? But it's not just market day for Abigail, you see? And this is a great question. But this is not who we are. Yeah, so at the moment, you deal with the moment, there's a misunderstanding, or people do not understand the calculation, or they want to buy it like credit or payments or any kind. So there's a clarification. But you go to it, to the market day, with the notion that this is what it is. This is the definition of going into the 400, like they say, the foxes. Yes? The fox in Hebrew has the value of 400. And there's a beautiful parable in the Bible that the foxes, they want to, they enter, yes? The vineyard of the Lord, and they try to smack it or to destroy it. Do you understand this parable? Is it familiar to you, the parable of the foxes? Rodrigo, Abigail, have you heard about the fox? The fox is a manifestation of the 400. In Hebrew, a fox has the value of 400. Yes. You don't remember now. It's okay. Yes. In the Bible, there, I think it's Isaiah. I'm not sure, but we can find out. There is also in the Song of Songs, hold, in Song of Songs, there is a verse that says, hold for us little foxes, yes, that are trying to damage the vineyard. Yes, the vineyard is being, the vineyard kerem in Hebrew has the value of 260. This is 10 times being, yes, vineyard, kerem, 260. This is the being, the vineyard of the Lord. Now, the foxes, Song of Songs, there is a verse there. Echezulanu, there's a video, I'll send you the video later. Echezulanu shu'alim ktanim, hold for us, little foxes. Mechablei kramim, they sabotage. The vineyards, the little foxes, they sabotage the vineyards. What is the vineyard? The mode of being. And come the foxes, the little foxes. Why do they say little foxes? Shu'alim ktanim. Because little foxes, they little enough to go through the spaces of the vineyard and to enter and eat, so to speak, the grapes and so. So says the verse, Echazu lanu shu'alim ktanim mechablei. Mechablei karmim, they sabotage the vineyard. Yes, and you're in other words, you're saying the market day, because Shu'al, this is quite interesting, Shu'al has the value of 400. This is the whole sphere of manifestation, so to speak, 400, like 400 years of slavery, of duality or so. So a market day, Shuk, also has the value of 400, Shin and Kof. Shin is 300, Kof is 100 again, 400. So a market day is like little foxes. Yes, and those little foxes are smuggling inside and trying to sabotage the vineyard of inside. Abigail, do you agree to that? Little foxes? Yeah. Yes, little foxes. Yes. Yes. And so continued the verse and says, my own vineyard, karmi sheli lo natarti. My own vineyard I did not guard. Isn't that true, Abigail? Yes? So says the verse, my own vineyard I did not guard. This is Song of Songs, says who? King Solomon, through Abigail now, through market day of Abigail. You see? Yes. But you are not the fox. You see foxes inside. You see, if you see the foxes, you are not the foxes. It's very simple. If you can see them, you are not the foxes. Declaration of you. Do you understand? Whatever manifestation brings about, it's not a declaration. What do I mean by declaration? It does not shape you as a statue in the moment. Do you understand? I would like to share an image that comes to me, that there used to be a city, a Roman city, called Pompeii. Pompeii, ancient city. Once the city was struck with an earthquake. Yes, very well, Abigail. I can't help laughing. Yes. The city of Pompeii was struck with an earthquake or, how do you say, volcano or both, yes? So a wave of lava you say in English, lava or lava, I don't know how to say it in English, with a B, with a V. So a wave of lava came from the mountain and just washed the city of Pompeii and covered the people. Do you get a sound coming? Because I just got alert. So the wave of lava covered the city of Pompeii. And the city is just frost. People just, the lava covered everything, and whatever motion people were in, everything just got froze in this wave of lava that immediately got cold, and people were caught in the action. Do you see this image? Have you heard about Pompeii or legend of the Sleeping Beauty? It's the same thing, yes? So people were caught. If you were holding a spoon in the ancient days of Pompeii, let's say holding a spoon, people sitting, let's say, in a cafe or something, holding a spoon, and comes a wave of lava, washes the city. The lava at first is very hot, but it catches the people, and then the air is cold, and then they got stuck in the form like a statue, like a cast. So now when the archaeologists are digging the city of Pompeii, they find like statues in motion, yes, because the lava got them in a moment, and they're like statues. And the archaeologists, they can say from the movement, so to speak, of the finding, what they were doing in the moment, yes. So this is to say, all of this story about Pompeii is to say that you are not this statue who is frozen under the lava of Pompeii. Whatever you see, or it comes to you as the manifestation from you, so to speak, of, it's not, you see this, by the way, Abigail, you see this through your eyes and from this lens of Abigail, and you say, what's happened to me? What's coming from me? It's from me, Abigail, and I would like to sit in solitude. I don't like it. It's just a mess. Yes, through the eyes of Abigail. But if you take, in a way, back and not see the moment through the eyes of Abigail, but far, 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 yes, you will see that this is not just Abigail, this is a market day, and this is negotiation in space and time. This is what is happening in space and time all the time, not just in a market day. You are now a wave called Abigail, and you think that you are a single wave, a separated entity. And we say, no, this is what is happening in a way, you know, in the whole ocean. Do you understand, Abigail? But the figure, action figure called Abigail, she makes a snapshot and said, ooh, what I see from me comes a behavior. Which figure am I now? I don't like this figure. I like this solitude, Abigail, in the chapel or in the wood, in the forest. Under the shade of the trees, and the river moves, the sound of the waves, the river. Yes? And we say, what you see now through the lens at the market day, yes, is not you. It ain't you. And also in solitude, what you think you'd better be, it's not you. Yes? This is what the brain suggests us. This is the me that I like, and this is the me that I don't like. And you are neither of both, because both are manifestation. So have a relief. And then we go back to this image of remove thy shoes. Remove that lens of duality. You're not in the monastery and you're not in the market day. Yes? Because both the market day is a shoe and the monastery is another shoe. Yes? And you are none of these. Yes? Not just Abigail, all of us. But the brain will offer us all the time a snapshot of who we are, and another, not just another snapshot, extreme, immediately the extreme one. There's a market day, extreme picture, and immediately the extreme opposite, a monastery day. And you are none of these, love. You are none of these. Some people have exchange of words in the office that are all happening in the moment. There's a fire, people shouting, bring the water, call the how do you say, firefighters, try. So a lot of is going on, or like in a war, people are jumping, there's missile communication. So a lot of is happening. And everybody's participating because the infinite is moving through all of them or through all of us, but it's not a private action. It's not a private script. And we are not identifying with what is happening because it moves through us. It's not a cast. It's not a finite. Now somebody says a word and this is it. He is concreted in his word. No. Do you understand? Like we say, it's not winter and it's not summer. Yes, because now Rodrigo is, soon winter will come and it's not even winter. And here they're saying, summer is in the air. Oh, God. And it's none of these. Yes, none of those two. None two. And once you negate the two, you also negate the many that comes from the third. Fertilization of the two. You don't understand. So, Rodrigo, you can unmute and say, ask what you don't understand. Yes, Rodrigo.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. So, because you just mentioned that that verse about the little fox and the vineyard, it just came to my mind, and Abigail said, "I am the vineyard," and I really don't know actually how we know that we are the vineyard or not act as little foxes.
You don't have to know. It happens all the time, but don't think that you are. You know, don't think that you are the foxes or the vineyard, because anyways, what? The verse speaks about the interaction between the foxes and the vineyard, and then you have to. So you're not. Do you understand?
Yes, but how can I say? I believe that the fox and the vineyard are just, how can I say, a symbol that before we are mentioned the duality and the non-duality, this infinite perspective and this duality perspective. And sometimes I really don't know if I'm living in the duality perspective or in the non-duality perspective.
It doesn't matter. You just live. Life is to live. It's not to think and to solve a mathematical riddle. Just to live what comes in the moment. The baby cries, you leave the baby, you give it a bottle, you chant to it, you know, and you know, not so much thinking, yes? Yes. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Thank you, Etche. Thank you to try to bring this comfort, because it's how can I say, As you said, it's not just a cognitive.
It's not a cognitive riddle. It's not that if you will put more mathematics, more power of computing, we shall solve it. It's not the more power you put, the more salvation you'll get. Yes. No, it's the opposite. You remove the need to solve any problem. Because there isn't any problem, because the problem is always what? Two. There isn't any problem.
As the song said, don't you worry about the things, because every little thing is going to be all right.
Yes. Yes, it is all right. It's not going to be all right. As it is, it's great. It is great. Just... what we tend to think our short sight, how do you say, when we see everything from the perspective of the one who is born in time. So we measure everything against a name and against an address and an age that appears on a piece of paper. And this is the center of me and this is how I see the world. Yes? But if there isn't any me, there isn't. So there is no fight between me and the world because there's life. Do you understand? Thank you. Slowly it will go through. Slowly it will go through and the message. It's not even about who speaks it. It just flows and enters. Yes, this is how it is. So Abigail is asking, you just said once negated two, I did not hear the rest. Once, Abigail, there is a negation of the two. You said it's non-duality, not two, like not two shoes, yes, not winter and summer. Once you negate the two, you also negate what comes from the two. Because once we have a two, let's say male and female, there's also deliverance, what comes from them. So the many comes from the two. To create many, you need first to have the two. Do you understand? Abigail. To have many first, you need to have the two. Isn't that right or not? Heaven and earth, two. And then you have creation. So once you need... Yes. 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 First, many is two. Yes. So once you negate the two... as a gate, you also negate everything that comes after the two, or bigger than two, equal or bigger than two. This is it. So in a way, this to say non-duality is not all the many that follows the two. So it's enough to say not two pair of shoes, as was told to Moses, you are not the pair of shoes. You are not... your skin, you're not your body, you're not your organs, and so on. So, dear friends, I would like to wish each and every one of you Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom to our listeners. Happy Good Week to all, and we shall be here on Monday at the same time. And I'll send you the video of the little foxes. Toda and Shalom.